Episode 67, Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're here to talk today about cooking for your daughter. Anthony Bourdain cooking for his 9-year-old daughter.
Because both of us have experience cooking for daughters.
Yes.
I am childless. Roland is childful.
Depends on your definition of childful. So Anthony cooks ratatouille, apparently, for his daughter at her insistence.
Well, ratatouille is one of the things his daughter likes to cook because of the cartoon. And then, as any parent would, he gets nervous because she's handling a sharp knife.
Yeah, he's human. He's certainly human.
I found
also mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is one of her favorites. I say what you will of Anthony Bourdain. I mean, I certainly find him a little bit self-involved sometimes, but I also find him incredibly down to earth sometimes as well. Like, he talked about making mac and cheese for his daughter, and he was like, "You don't mess with mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is great. Like, truffles makes it different, but you don't have to mess with mac and cheese." And I found that kind of wonderful.
So was he for or against truffles on mac and cheese?
Against. No, it's
okay,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You can, and this was also in relation to cooking for his daughter, but also just in general, there's like some dishes you don't have to mess with. You don't have to try and fancify.
That's interesting. So it's not about a point of minimalism. I guess what he's arguing is there's a canonical representation of, or to him, a canonical representation of macaroni and cheese, and it doesn't include accoutrements, accessories, if you will, like
truffles. Correct.
At $400 a kilogram. That's in Piedmont in Italy. No, I agree.
Or Tuscany, yeah.
Well, and kids don't necessarily aren't receptive to that and don't appreciate it, so why bother?
Yep.
And I would also argue that it doesn't really matter whether you're cooking for children or adults or kids of all ages, I guess. You sort of have to tailor your cooking to the audience, you know? It doesn't mean you can't make nutritious homemade food. It just means that you can't, you know, you wouldn't do what you would do in a fancy restaurant or even a mid-end restaurant.
I also found his, I don't know if I would
I like
call
him.
It
he's
advice.
Very
his approach to what his kid was eating, I thought was really good too. Like, he talked about having the child's menu and the adult menu, and particularly for him, where he's into the exotic food, or maybe more exotic.
He actually
than a standard
did both?
Household. Well, he would talk about his wife and he eating something a little bit more child unfriendly, like say octopus or something. And he said, we never forced it on them. We just ate what we ate, and they ate what they, you know, we cooked for them things that they would eat. And at some point, suddenly they would be curious.
There's a crossover.
You know, it's like, oh, what are mom and dad eating? Can I try that? And then they liked it or they didn't.
Well, that's interesting, because that's our philosophy was to cook one thing. The one thing would encompass the preferences of our one and only child and wouldn't encompass our preferences, but it wasn't mac and cheese every night. It wasn't a rotation of mac and cheese hamburgers, pasta with white sauce, pasta with red sauce, pizza, hot dogs, and a whole bunch of other things that I feel that a lot of parents, it was, okay, we know you don't like certain things, but that doesn't mean you're going to like other things, so we just cook those other things without asking. So we would just cook. We'd never cook things that the kid actively disliked. But
you would try new stuff.
But we wouldn't have a separate menu. We wouldn't have a dumbed down menu.
Yeah, I don't. I may have.
I don't think Anthony had that so
I
much.
May have
more
misread
the fact he probably just did a separate dish, an extra dish that he.
Yeah,
the adults would eat as a sort of a treat for them.
He didn't go into a lot of detail on how the whole thing worked.
Having said that, he's a ex-professional chef and cook, and he knows how to whip up. He's probably more productive with his knife than even my awesome home cook wife is. So, you know what I mean, in terms of efficiency of the cutting, knowing how to whip up a second add-on-only dish, perhaps.
The,
you know?
The other thing I found really kind of cute was the little bit of I am a professional chef competition as he prepared lunches for his child that he hoped that the other classmates would be jealous of.
Well, I mean, often Well, I think you find this often in a household with a professional chef. You find this often because maybe not in Anthony Bourdain's office, but in a household, excuse me. But in many households, the wife is the woman is not the chef, and she's the one cooking. And she knows how to do the day-to-day food economics. She knows how to do the work of daycare lunches and breakfasts and high school and elementary school lunches and breakfasts. So a lot of professional chefs are great, or professional cooks are great with the full tooling of a kitchen, but they don't know how to handle the downscale tooling and the downscale flexibility and manpower. Anthony Bourdain is obviously not one of those people, but I've heard of many chefs who can't cook at home.
Yeah.
They just cannot. They're burnt out, and B, they just cannot grasp the different economics and the different facilities.
That doesn't surprise me.
But it's a very interesting topic. We have so many friends who have a rotation of food for their kids. Like, it's like four canonical dishes. Like I said, perhaps macaroni and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, pizza, hot dogs. And that's all their kids will eat. And they cook whatever they want for themselves, which I think is wrong. I think at some point you can't just do that.
We live in a
world of food that's not four dishes.
There were some interesting pieces that came out, I want to say 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago. There was a series of them talking about the lack of sophistication of the average North American palate. And they blamed it very much on parents giving into their kids too much in terms of simplistic tastes. So the parents' menu kind of came down to something relatively small, and the kids never expanded.
Right. Right,
and it's hard to know. Like there was so much.
It's hard to know. There's
so
allergies, actually.
So
right?
much generalization in that it was. I mean, I wasn't quite sure what the takeaway was.
Allergies
but
can genuinely make food taste bad to kids and adults. Well, I've heard that more than one. That kind of story from adults more than once. It's like, oh, my allergies improved, and then I could actually taste the food, and I actually liked it. Things I disliked it as a kid.
Oh, my taste changed quite a bit as I became an adult.
Right, but there's physiological reasons. It's not just.
But
being spoiled by your parents' reasons, right?
Blue cheese to me just tastes bad. Like, I don't want to eat
cilantro.
Socks. I like cilantro. But blue cheese?
Bitter melon?
I don't know that I've. Bitter melon is okay in the right dish.
Japanese natto.
I've never tried that.
Fermented soybean, sticky, gooey cheese-like thing.
Don't think I have ever had that.
I don't like it. But, you know, I think if I went to Japan, I'd like it because I think that it's fresher there. So a lot of our so-called dislikes are anecdotal based on bad experiences, which have nothing to do with anything, like the food.
And
it was the restaurant. It was the food. I was sick. I got sick randomly after.
The overprocessing of food to make a version that sits on the store shelves for 80 years, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
well, there's any number of foods that
you've got a minute and a half. I think that really it's just cook. Don't dumb it down. Just cook what you want around the kids' preferences. Accommodate their preferences, but don't make a separate meal unless you're a gourmet chef like Anthony Bourdain. You're used to production. And and get your kids tested. And get them to be realistic and show them the world,
now,
as we should always do.
Now you are presupposing that people are actually cooking for their kids. And there's a lot of evidence now that people just aren't cooking meals,
yep.
period, anymore.
Yep.
Kids don't have cooking skills at all. Actually, yes. parents don't have cooking skills.
Cook real food. As Michael Roman says, cook real food that your grandmother would recognize for your kids and for yourself, and you'll be far better off, no matter what that is, even if it is only four dishes.
That's a challenge for me.
Well, Food 911 for Dale only, and for Joseph Planta, Richard Erickson, and Anthony Hughes, our four listeners, you can message my wife, Barb, and she'll help you out. Food 911 just for our four listeners and Dale. Signing off from the wonderful Being Around the World, drinking the wonderful Strange Fellows beer. I'm Roland.
Hastings and Canby. I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.
Bye-bye.